A very good morning, everyone. Thank you very much for joining this talk. As was said, please be seated. Thank you all very, very much for joining this session, and thank you very much for finding your seat as quiet as possible. It's wonderful that you will do that. I first want to thank the organization for having me being part of the commercial side of open source. My name is Emil Brock, and I am working at SUSE, as you might have guessed. And by the way, normally it's only 10 minutes, so it's only that I do a monologue, but I have some chameleons, so if you want to interrupt me and you have a question, a comment, a complaint, then feel free to do so, and you might get a chameleon at the end. So that's first. But I also want to refer to the panel that was just here, because they said we as DOSBA, and yes, I am part of DOSBA, the Dutch Open Source Business Alliance, and also part of APEL, the European Business Alliance. And they said, please make a white book for tenders that went in the right direction. That is something we heard, and we will work on it. Next year when I'm here, I will present you the white book for tenders that went the right way, at least in the Netherlands, but I will also work on that for Europe. So thank you very much for the panel before. Can everyone hear me? Is the sound okay? All right, good. So what do I do? What is my job? My job is to do this. So I lobby for open source, and nowadays the terminology is wider. It's also digital sovereignty, and that's a big topic. I would say even digital sovereignty is the new normal. If you talk about digital sovereignty, the first thing it should be is open source. And this is an easy one. This is almost like preaching. Well, it sounds like a church, and it feels like preaching for my own church here, right? So this is an easy one. But I also do this kind of talks in front of an audience where there is a lot of mixture in the type of people and the commercialization and all sorts of mixture of audience. So I'm very proud of the company that I work for. One of the things, for example, is we are digital public good. So SUSE Linux Enterprise Server is recognized as a digital public good. In other words, sometimes they ask, how open source is SUSE? Well, this is the answer. You will not get this stamp if you are not 100% fully open source providing. Then what do I do? Besides that work, I also have my own video channel. It's called The Friday Catch-Up, and if you would like, then have a look. I also would all like to recommend you to buy the book of Ada and Zegerman from the Free Software Foundation Europe. This is from the speak closer to the microphone. All right. Better like this? Yeah, I see people waving. I think that's a good sign. Like this. All right, no worries. Every microphone works differently. So now we're going to the topic of the talk. The talk is about the EU Cloud Sovereignty Framework. And it's a great framework, and there are little, 8 aspects that were looked at, and they are sort of given a weight in how they count for how digital sovereign you are. So if you want to know how digital sovereign your IT environment is, the EU brought out this framework. And it's really great that they brought out this framework, but the first thing is then being sovereign as an IT organization, it's not black and white, right? It's not you are either sovereign or you're not. It's somewhere probably in the middle in 99% of the cases. And therefore, the EU made that framework, and there are several aspects that make this this sovereignty, digital sovereignty, measurable. And I have a picture here, and who can guess what this element stands for within the digital sovereignty framework? Feel free to shout, and I'll remember, and you can get a chameleon. So what do you think if you look at this picture, what element in digital sovereignty framework? Any guesses? Nobody wants a chameleon? Okay. Sorry, say it again. Locality, very good. Yes, that's this slide. You want a chameleon. So a very important element in how digital sovereign IT environment is where you are. Another one is this. Feel free to shout. Locking, yes, yes. So where are the keys? Who is holding the key to your environment? Can someone, maybe for example in America, turn off a big red knot and are you then out of business? Is that possible, yes or no? That's an important part as well. Another one is this. Feel free to shout. Yes, very good, portability, interoperability, and also I meant with this one how open source is your data. So what is the license of the software that you are bringing to the market? And also data, where is your data located and how is your data stored, who has the accessibility to your data. So in other words, there are a lot of elements. This is about hardware. And hardware is still a painful one because we as SUSE, we sell our support to enterprises. And it's quite challenging for enterprises at this point in time, as far as I know, to have a true open source hardware element in your stack. So it's an element, but it's something that worked on. And I'm really looking forward to see next year a more enterprise-ready open source hardware. If you know more about that, feel free to reach out to me later because I'm really curious about that. Okay, but all these elements, then you have the booklet, the open source framework, it's 6 pages, it's quite doable, you can read it, but then if you read it, where are you? Well, I have some good news, because what you can do now is you can go to our site, SUSE website, and it's anonymous, it's independent, it's agnostic. Only thing is, yes, we do some tracking on the website, that's because we want to know if people come to this to do this test and if they fulfill the test. And if they fulfill the test, we will get a result. You will get your personal result. Nobody else get to see what your personal result is. But from there, it's then possible for us to give you feedback next year on where the organizations that fill it in, where they land. So are they landing between level SEAL level 0, so that's the definition of the levels that the EU Cloud Framework defined, or SEAL level 4 or somewhere in between. And I can talk about these 4 aspects for an hour and the other 8 aspects that were in the other slides also for another hour. But what I want you to do, if you are managing an IT stack, just go and do the test. And I should have a slide here somewhere. Yeah, this is a screenshot of the self-assessment. It's based around 32 questions are there, and then within 20 minutes you know where you are on a digital sovereignty scale. And this is it. If anyone has questions later on, I think, is there time now?
You can take 2 minutes.
Wow, you see, hey, that's if you're quick. Anyone questions, comments? Feel free. Female, male, I don't care. Anyone? Yeah, I heard there's some happening. Nobody? No questions, no comments? Yeah, I think the organization is very happy with that. So thank you all very, very much for your time. Feel free to go to suse.com/sovereignty-test. Thank you all. Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.